CJSF is 90.1 FM, broadcasting from the heights of Burnaby Mountain.
Cheese please, you're so fine.
You wanna listen all the time. Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil spin the hits. It's all cheesy music, they love it to bits. Well, Snarf, Dude is the man in the band. Finding cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil is sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music, they can scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger Lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Googling cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we want to play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kind of sick.
Cheese Please, in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome once again. It's another edition of Cheese Fleas here in the bunker. My name is Snarf Dude.
And that would make me Daffodil.
Oh, yeah. It's another edition. Hey, Daffy. Gosh, gee whiz. It's a good show this week on the show.
It's a great show.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a ginormous show.
It's what other G word we can think of? Gosh.
Golly.
Gosh, you can't think of one, can you?
Golly.
Golly, that's right. Golly.
Gomer Pyle.
If you don't know who Gomer Pyle is, look him up on
Google.
There's
yes,
a thought.
Yes, there's another. In case you're wondering, dear listener, we're doing a letter show.
Yes, yes. It's brought to you by the letter G.
Because gee whiz, we couldn't think of another letter that would be better.
No, and we're going to dig into some celebrity G songs. We're going to get into, we're getting a little messy a little later on with garbage. I got my gloves. It's going to be okay, Daffodil.
I'm not touching garbage.
That's fine. You don't have to. I'm the one that touches garbage.
Exactly.
But we're starting off with some fun stuff. The 1910 Fruit Gum Company and Goody Goody Gumdrop. On top of that, though, to start it all off, Monty Python and the Galaxy Song on
Cheese Please.
Whenever life gets you down, Mrs. Brown, and things seem hard or tough, and people are stupid, obnoxious, or daft, and you feel that you've had quite enough, just remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving, and revolving at 900 miles an hour. That's orbiting at 19 miles a second, so it's reckoned a sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me and all the stars that we can see are moving at a million miles a day. In an outer spiral arm at 40,000 miles an hour of the galaxy we call the Milky Way. The galaxy itself contains 100 billion stars. It's 100,000 light years side to side. It bulges in the middle, 16,000 light years thick, but out by us it's just 3,000 light years wide. We're 30,000 light years from galactic central point. We go round every 200 million years. And our galaxy is only one of millions of billions in this amazing and expanding universe. On expanding and expanding in all of the directions it can whiz. As fast as it can go, at the speed of light, you know, 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth. And pray that there's intelligent life somewhere up in space, 'cause there's bugger all down here on Earth.
Cheesy music is our jam. Thank you for spending 30 minutes every week for tunes you wish you could forget. But you probably won't.
I'm getting weaker, weaker. Every time I hear her name, oh, she's getting sweeter, sweeter. This girl's driving me insane. Oh, goody, goody gumdrops. My heart is doing flip-flops. Gee, what love can do. I'm gonna shout it from the rooftops. Goody, goody gumdrops with the girl.
With the 1910 Fruit Gum Company and Goody Goody Gumdrops, just some of the bubblegum music of the 1960s.
I like that one.
That started off with G. And before that, we had the Galaxy Song of Monty Python.
I always like the way that one ends.
I don't know what to say. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and of course the weird.
On Cheese, Please. And we're sponsored, brought, no, we're not sponsored. We can't be sponsors.
Yeah, because there's no money. We are brought to you today by the letter G.
Yes, we're bringing you songs that start off with the letter G.
Yes, because it was easier than trying to have a word, a song, a word, a letter, and a number or something.
Yeah, well, we try, you know. We decided to make it a little simple here.
Simple is good this week. Simple is good.
And Daffodil, while the music was playing, it brought up the garbage can of the here in the bunker room, and you know, kid, you tell I'm putting my face into the garbage.
Why would you put your face in garbage?
Oh no!
Why? Just why?
I need props, Daffodil.
Yeah, but those are stinky props.
No, they're not stinky cloths. They're used tissues, but you know they're not stinky. Ugh. Jeez. I'm just trying to give it some
atmosphere.
Just a bit, and you're just like killing it.
I'm trying. It's garbage.
Okay, I'll just move over the garbage can way over here.
Thank you.
Okay.
Way over there.
How about an A for effort?
100%.
Okay.
A for effort.
I think it's time to play
the song.
But
maybe it should just be a G for
yes.
G. I can't believe you did that.
Fine. The Beaver's coming up with Garbage Collector, but we're starting off with Bill Steele and Garbage on
Cheese, Please.
Mr. Thompson calls the waiter, orders steak and baked potato. Then he leaves the bone and gristle, and he never eats the skin. The
The busboy comes and takes it with a cough, contaminates it as he puts it in a can with coffee grounds and sardine tins, till the truck comes by on Friday and carts it all away. And a thousand trucks just like it are converging on the bay. Garbage, filling up the sea with garbage. What will we do when there's no place left to put all the garbage? Mr. Thompson starts his Cadillac and winds it up the freeway track, leaving friends and neighbors in a hydrocarbon haze. He's joined by lots of smaller cars, all sending gases to the stars, there to form a seething cloud that hangs for 30 days, while the sun licks down upon it with its ultraviolet tongues, till it turns to smog and settles down and ends up in our lungs. Garbage. We're filling up the sky with garbage. What will we do when there's nothing left to breathe but garbage? Getting home and taking off his shoes, he settles down with evening news while the kids do homework with the TV in one ear. While Superman for thousands of times sells talking dolls and conquers crime, they dutifully learn the date of birth of Paul Revere. In the paper there's a piece about the mayor's middle name, and he gets it done in time to watch the All-Star Bingo game.
Bingo!
Garbage! We're filling up our minds with garbage! What will we do when there's nothing left to read, and there's nothing left to hear, and there's nothing left to need, and there's nothing left to wear, and there's nothing left to talk about, and nothing left to walk upon, nothing left to care about, and nothing left to ponder on, and nothing left to touch, and there's nothing left to see, and there's nothing left to know, and there's nothing left to be but
garbage!
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Those words were spoken by an electronic computer.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer to. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It would be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage. You look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.
Keys,
on top of my dump truck, I'm getting my thrills. Collecting the garbage.
Beverly Hills.
In
grocery bill.
Their grocery bill.
The rinds of the melons are tossed on the scraps of prosciutto ham. The leftover hors d'oeuvres are piled in a stack nice and neat. The half-empty bottles of light white wine are placed by the bones of the fish, and the full-bodied red wine is placed by the bones of the meat.
My dump truck is sprinkled.
My dump truck is sprinkled.
Chlorophyll pills.
With chlorophyll pills.
The garbage is fragrant.
The garbage is fragrant.
Beverly Hills.
In Beverly Hills.
Exclusive about any garbage that I accept. I remember one time when I asked someone to take his back, for it seemed that I noticed a thrown away jar of fancy caviar, but the caviar was red instead of black.
One look at that garbage.
One look at that garbage.
You're all your ears.
You're all your ears.
There's such wholesome garbage.
There's such wholesome garbage.
In Beverly Hills.
In Beverly Hills.
Keith, please. A couple of refugees of the refuse pile that are starting off with the letter G, I suppose.
Good point.
And the beavers and garbage collector. Oh, I'd love to collect some garbage in Beverly Hills.
That would be interesting trash.
Oh, just think, 24-karat gold rings being thrown out in the garbage. At least I'd like to think so.
Maybe.
And before that, that was an environmental song, I think, from Bill Steele and Garbage.
It absolutely was.
The early 1970s, you know, the whole environmental movement back then. That spawned...
The energy crisis, right?
Yes, that too. It spawned that song. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are definitely listening to Cheese Please.
Oh. Well, who else would play this combination of G songs?
Gee, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Gee, your hair smells terrific.
Oh, that was a shampoo many, many years ago.
I used to love that. It smelled so good.
Really?
Yes.
Did it actually wash, though?
Yes.
Oh, really?
And it smelled really good. Gee, Your hair did smell terrific.
Wow. That reminds me of Ultra Bright Toothpaste.
Maybe that doesn't fit the theme.
I know, but it just reminded me. It's around the same time.
Your teeth will gleam. How's that?
Gleam. Yes. I should find my teeth gleam. I can't find it. Oh, well. And we're focusing on G songs. This time around, we have some celebrities.
And the second one is a double G.
Yes, it is. We have George Segal coming up a little later on with Gee, I Hate to Go Home Alone, most recently known for the television series The Goldbergs. But before that...
He did a lot of things.
We have Joe Pesci. Now, the funny thing is, a couple of years ago in the Record Store Day world, this was re-released. And it was a lot of money, this whole album that Joe Pesci put out. The originals are worth even more, like a couple hundred dollars for an album.
Which is weird, especially a Joe Pesci album.
I know.
I mean, the Beatles album, I could see it. Joe Pesci, I'm not... I mean, for Cheese Please, he's perfect.
Yeah, I know, but I couldn't believe it. I paid like $15 for an original album, and all the record store geeks are just getting envious.
Now you didn't pay that. Mine is sealed, and it's worth more.
No, I don't care.
All right, spin the tunes.
I'm just going to play the record. Joe Pesci and Got to Get You Into My Life on
Cheese Please.
I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could find another kind of mind there. Ooh, then I suddenly see you. Ooh, did you didn't hide. You knew I wanted just to hold you. And had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I'd have told you. Ooh, you were meant to be near me. Ooh, and I want you to hear me say we'll be together every day. Can I be when I'm with you? I wanna stay there. If I am true, I'll never leave. And if I do, I know the way there. Ooh, then I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life?
When it comes to handling manure, you need dependable equipment. Equipment that will work for you the year round in good weather and in bad weather when the snow flies. With this system, you get a full load every time. Bucket bottom and back are curved to ensure clean dumping. It's smooth and clean in appearance. Built to give you many years of dependable service.
Gee, but I hate to go home alone. 'Cause when I climb up the stairs, there's just a bed and a chair to greet me. Nobody waiting there with a smile. I get so lonesome, oh, so lonesome. To most folks is a place for which they long. Home sweet home don't mean a thing to me, it's just a song. Don't even know anyone to phone. I'm lonesome. Gee, but I hate to go home. They long. Home sweet home don't mean a thing to me, it's just a song. Don't even know anyone to phone. I'm lonesome.
Gee, but I hate to go home.
Keys with George Segal, and gee, I hate to go home alone, last as Grandpa Goldberg on the TV series The Goldbergs, but he's done a lot of other things too.
Yeah, he played Jack Gallo in Just Shoot Me.
Jack what on what?
Gallo on Just Shoot Me. It was another TV show he did. He was really good on that one too.
Oh, okay.
He was nominated for Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor.
Gotcha.
For Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. He won 2 Golden Globes.
Oh, wow.
Including one for Best Actor in a Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy for his performance in A Touch of Class.
So you could say the Goldbergs was his golden years.
It was.
There we go. My name is Snarf Dude.
And my name is Daffodil.
Oh, wow. I hope you enjoyed our G show this week.
Because, gee, it was fun to bring it to you.
Wow. What else can we get in there?
You were our guests for this brief moment.
Yes. And what else?
Come back next time. I don't have another G word. Oh, no.
I can't rhyme. Come back and next time. Go back next time, maybe.
Go west, young man. Go west.
Ah, there we go. That's probably the best thing I can think of. We're ending off the show with Phil Harris and Goofus on...
Cheese, please.
Born on a farm out in Iowa, a flaming youth who was bound that he'd fly away. I packed my grip and I grabbed my saxophone. Can't read notes, but I play anything by ear. I made up tunes on the sounds that I used to hear. I'd start to play, folks used to say, sounds a little goofus to me. Appeal to me. I like rustic harmony. Hold the note and change the key. That's called goofus. Not according to the rules that you learn at music schools. But the folks just dance like fools. They love goofus. Job, but I just couldn't keep it long. The leader said I played all the music wrong, so I stepped out with an outfit of my own. Got together a new kind of orchestra, and we all played just the same goofus harmony. And I must admit, we made a hit. Goofus has been lucky for me. Admit, we made a hit. Goofus has been lucky for me.
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of the wacky, the warped, and the weird, was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezeplee.com.